Hello, friends. Today is May 8th. It's Wednesday, my dudes.
My dudes.
And,
oh, I hate my dudes. Where's my dudes from? I hate
I
it.
Don't know. I hate, the thing I really hate is, sir, dude. Oh, I hate that. My fiance is just too annoying. We will, like, walk in and be like, sir, dude.
We just alienated a huge part of the online community.
Who are like, oh, but I love sir, dude. That guy's so funny.
That's fine.
I hate that guy.
You should all be
I mean, afraid. I don't hate him, but I hate that saying.
Why don't you spike that coffee, bro?
Okay. This is some Kahlua coffee liqueur. I can't.
Liqueur.
Liqueur.
We talked the other night about your terrible grip strength.
Yeah, I do have pretty bad grip strength.
You want to borrow my grip?
Oh, your strengthener thing that you have on your desk? You have a bunch of, like, toys on your desk. I put too much Kahlua in there. Text. Sorry.
Yeah, I got the whole set. So you can start at 30 and I'm up to 100.
Wow.
And I now
Good
got
for
the
you.
Now I got the forearm noodles.
You're literally flexing.
Going hard.
I think almost everyone in this office has some sort of like grip strengthener on their desk.
You got to do something during the conference calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's usually like grip strength or like a stress ball or one of the guys has like a magnet thing.
I found that the grip strength and the forearm noodles has incredible effects on your shooting accuracy.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that makes sense. I saved. I've never shot a gun.
So here we are, business, and turns out it's going to be social media, which, again, it's all Facebook.
I feel bad because I know that probably
You're
gets boring.
You're supposed to be enthusiastic. But I like talking about how shitty Facebook is, all right?
I enjoy the memes about how Mark Zuckerberg's a robot. Hmm. Maybe he's a nice person in real life. I don't know him, but...
He's not.
He's probably not, but...
He's an asshole.
The robot memes are funny.
Now, when Krista walked in, she chastised me. She
I
said,
did. I was like, we've already done this story.
So we already did the story, but here's the thing. Perhaps the reason that a Jeep Pie has trained his... Eye of Sauron on these companies is because he was forced to by this class action lawsuit.
Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T hit with class action lawsuit over selling customers' location data.
Oh, now this is the this is oh, I gotta move my mic in. This oh. is the bounty hunter thing again, and so they got at least one person from each service
yes.
to start the lawsuit. And then they're class acting on behalf of everybody who might be affected. So if they get a judgment here and you were affected, you will be able to jump in
Ooh.
And get your piece of the pie.
Your piece of a Jeep pie.
I don't want a piece of a Jeep pie.
No, I don't want him either. It's, he would probably taste like Reese's Cup, right?
No.
Because he likes he always has the Reese's Cup.
He mind. Would taste like corruption.
I don't think that human, tastes very good.
Human
though.
Excrement. Oh, I bet you can't read this
I
one.
Can't read it. It's too far. TechDirt has very tiny headlines and very tiny font.
Normal-sized headlines.
Not trendy enough design.
So this is actually a couple of stories baked into one. So the first story is that Bloomberg reported that Huawei had a backdoor in its hardware. Big story, right?
That's a big story.
We talk about Huawei. Everybody's looking to vilify Huawei. Why not? Get in the good graces of Mr. Donald J. Trump. Is it J? What's
the J?
J
stand for?
I don't know. The chat'll know. And but here's the thing. Bloomberg, now when I was in high school, and Wendell has the same story, and here's a fucking monumental insider track on the Level One News. Wendell and I went to the same high school.
Ooh, a piece of the lore. Hundreds of fanfics have just been shattered.
A DOS prompt. I got in-school suspension for a DOS prompt when I was in school. I mean, Wendell did too. Unrelated. Like, we didn't know that happened until later when we compared notes. And it was because the school administrators did not understand what a DOS... They saw it. They were terrified of it. They didn't know what was going on.
There's a virus in our school.
You try to explain it to them. They're like, no, we know enough that that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. So this is kind of that same kind of thing. Bloomberg thought that a Telnet connection was a backdoor. Now, it turns out this was left in there accidentally. It was a diagnostic tool. You tell that into the whatever piece of hardware to try to figure out what's going on. But it wasn't necessarily a back door. There wasn't like a hard-coded credential joined with this. How is that?
It's hot. I can't taste it yet.
That'd be a good way to bypass the alcohol taste, right?
Yeah, just burn off your tongue.
What kind of coffee pot did you go with?
It was some organic. It was a red lid.
Organic?
I don't think it was organic. It was something. It wasn't. We have Dunkin' Donuts, McCafe, and then this other red lid stuff. And it's got like a monkey or something on the lid.
Is McDonald's the flavor really something people want?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that was down there. Personally, I like, if I could, Newton's. Newton's Organic is really good. If you're getting the K-Cups.
Is that the same people that make the cookies?
Yeah. They make all kinds of organic stuff. They make K-Cups, and theirs are actually really good. It makes a strong, like, cup of coffee.
Anyway, seems like Bloomberg was just, like, hoping for a good headline here. Didn't really understand what was happening. Huawei's a little bit to blame for this, but it's overblown.
It's a nothing burger.
Overblown nothing burger.
But think of that clickbait, though.
We haven't heard that in a while. I clicked the wrong tab there.
You did.
Now, here is the other story related to that. Probably should have come first.
Vodafone denies Bloomberg report on security flaws in Huawei equipment.
So, yeah, Bloomberg said that the Vodafone people found this, but no, they found the telnet thing.
So, whoops.
But they probably got some good, like, before the correction. Who reads the corrections, right? That's the thing about the press. No one reads the corrections. They
certainly
run the corrections on, like, page 9. They run the original story on page 1.
No one sees it.
It's a dark way that we do press.
See, right, I just kind of skip to the comic section, but...
What comics are running now? Do we still have...
Somehow Rex Morgan's still running.
Garfield's gone, right?
No, Garfield's still in. Or at least it's in, like, the Herald Leader, yeah.
I thought that guy was dead. No.
Someone's writing them still. Or maybe it's just reruns at this point.
Can you imagine the pressure of cranking out a Garfield every day?
Every Sunday.
Oh, well. Isn't it every day?
Or the Herald Leader only runs like comics on Sundays. So I don't know. Maybe other larger papers do comics every day. But
you see, there's a whole subreddit now about... Have you seen the Garfield, like the evil Garfield?
Yeah, or like the ones where they like cut out, so it's like just really weird. Or it's just John talking
to no
one.
It's like Garfield is this horrible creature... It's like, John, I can smell your fear.
Oh, I've seen those. I like the ones where they just cut Garfield out of it. It's just John talking to himself.
But they've done the whole range of, Blue's Clues is now one of them.
Oh.
Where Blue is this horrible, like, split in half dog.
Whatever anyway. Happened to Steve? Steve went to college.
Actually, there's a great video that Steve did about dating a Playboy Playmate on YouTube.
Oh, you've told me about that before.
Check that out. He's now bald and doesn't look like Steve anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes. Male pattern baldness is sad. There's nothing we can do about it. Remember when we talked about Apple before? We talked about Huawei before.
About them a lot.
And we talked about Apple before. But now we're back to talking about it again.
Apple is telling lawmakers people will hurt themselves if they try to fix iPhones. Wow, that sounds familiar. It's almost like this is a similar story to what we talked about before.
Except the one we talked about before was Canada.
It was. And Ontario.
This is California. Same argument. Now, so the Apple, it wasn't the Apple lawyer. It was CompTIA. So for whatever reason, Apple is funding CompTIA to do their arguing for them. He showed up with a disassembled iPhone. And he said, I think they have a picture over here. Oh, yeah, there it is. He said, look at this battery. A normie is going to puncture this battery and it's going to kill everybody in the house.
Kill everybody?
Well, he didn't say that, but the implication was there. So he's saying people are too stupid to repair their own devices. The risk is injury. You're going to get hurt if you dig into an iPhone.
Once again, comparing it to cars.
Right. So, opponents or proponents of the right to repair bill would say that people, millions of people every day are replacing batteries in iPhones. We have dedicated shops who just fix iPhones who are not Apple affiliated. And all they do is replace batteries all day, every day. And it's fine. But Apple says no. Apple says this will kill you.
It'll mostly kill our bottom line, but...
Let's do a corrupt corporation drink.
Okay. This coffee is okay.
Needs more Kahlua, I think.
I put quite a bit of Kahlua in there. Now, should have brought my Newman's Own.
You should have purchased alcohol, as we agreed.
I tried. They didn't sell this wine at the Meijer grocery store liquor store. And I didn't want to drive to the city.
Small spectrum of
I didn't want to drive to the city to get the wine I wanted.
Why don't you just get some Jack Daniels?
What about me has ever said that I would drink like Jack Daniels?
I don't know.
My rugged industrial spirit.
But I'm feeling it. All right, Mozilla. What do you think about this? I'm going to show the headline.
This is their new logo. Or this was one that they, I think, is this the one they went with? I think this was the one they went with.
What do you think about it?
I don't think it's bad. It's fine.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the eye, you kind of have to know.
But I think that they have such a big market share for like browsers and stuff, I think. And people who are using Firefox, like.
Brand recognition.
Yeah, I think
colon that. Slash slash. I mean, you know, it is explain.
I think most people who use
the protocol. The protocol. What do you call that? Directive? I'm too drunk to. Anyway, here's the thing about Mozilla. They love us. Right?
I guess.
They do.
I don't know that they do.
They do love us. And because they love us, they've done this.
Mozilla bans Firefox add-ons with, I can't ever say this word.
Obfuscated.
Correct. Obfuscated code. I always want to say obfuscated. It's not right.
Which means to add complexity where it's not required.
I know some developers who do that.
In fact, a lot of people do it on purpose. JavaScript, for example, you can run your code through an obfuscator, a very common thing to do. You can do that with all code, but
I hate that.
They do it a lot with JavaScript.
I hate it so much.
To keep you from
losing your job.
Breaking down what they've done, right? So Mozilla's saying, if you build an add-on for Firefox, this ain't going to float, bro. Unobfuscate your code. White girl claps.
Oh, yeah. I do love that. Unobfuscate.
Oh, you fumbled it. You had one job. Let's take a drink for Krista fumbling the white girl claps.
Don't mess up your code.
But they're saying if you have this, you're out. You're done. You will not be part of the Mozilla community anymore. And I support them.
Yeah, obviously, I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes an unmanageable mess if that person leaves.
I got some.
Which is by design.
I got some obfuscated JavaScript from a client this week.
Another developer.
And she was like, oh, hey, can you put this in the header of the website? Because I get confused when these things happen, which means
I don't know what I'm
doing.
She has
no idea what's going on. She's reselling our work. And marking it up. And it's like,
how did these people?
You have no value. But, and she was like, oh, hey, can you go ahead and like change it in these ways? And I was like, can't do it, bro. It's obfuscated.
Then you try to say it and then you like stumble over it. And she's like, what?
I can say it. You're the one who can't say it.
It's like, don't worry about it. Hate you. And then you hang up on the phone real quick.
Blue origin.
Yes.
The origin of the color blue. Mm-hmm. Probably the ocean, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the first blue thing in the universe was? Miss Designer.
It was the ocean.
No, there was a lot more shit in the universe before Earth. It wasn't the ocean. Anyway, they launched a rocket.
Blue Origin successfully launches and lands its new Shepard rocket after 11th test flight.
Now, we've talked about the Blue Origin rocket in the past. Very phallic.
It was extremely phallic. I saw this. I saw the thumbnail on YouTube when they were doing the live launch, and I was like,
And the thing about it is, I think this is the landing sequence. Oh, what's that?
You lost it.
The head, like, flares out during the landing sequence, which makes it even more phallic. But good news, right? I mean... I'm very critical of Elon Musk. Everybody knows that. I'm going to take a drink for being critical of Elon Musk.
Have we done a single story about him yet this week?
Mm. There's a big block of Tesla.
Oh, I'll say I didn't see that.
But just because I'm critical of him, I will admit that SpaceX is cool.
It is. Yeah.
You can't. I mean, I got to be fair. He's moved space travel forward a huge amount. But it's good for competition. Is good for the overall thing. So it's good to see Bezos getting his rockets up there too. They launched it. It separated.
He needed a win after the divorce.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Plus, imagine how much he's impressing his new girlfriend with his phallic rockets. Patterned after his own manhood, no doubt.
Which he sent to the chick next door to him with the weird, creepy text.
You think she's moved in at this point, right? Well, he'd probably give the house to the wife, right?
He probably moved on from her, right?
I don't know. That, you think anybody will ever make a drama?
Oh, yeah. That's probably already showing up on, like, the Women's Network or Oxygen or whatever.
Mm. Anyway, they launched this rocket. It separated.
She gave up her career.
Both. What was her career? She didn't have a career.
They worked together. That's how they met. And then they got married. And then he was like, I want to start a bookstore online. And that was like, crazy.
No. I'm talking about the girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know what the girlfriend did. I think she wasn't she like a sportscaster or something?
Oh, yeah. She was on TV.
She was on TV doing something.
I still think the wife was more attractive.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, that's not... Even if the wife was like a troll... You made a vow.
Listen. Ignoring all of that, the wife is more attractive.
Yeah.
You know, some people, you have the punt.
Yeah.
The punt. Now, I was told that this is so people can pour this. Do you guys have a punt?
It does.
Yeah. I was told that this is so people could pour this. Some people in chat disagreed and said it wasn't for that. It was just to steal...
I don't think
it's just a steal. But they sell it 750 milliliters no matter how you cut it.
I need to talk to the Epicurious lady.
We should get her on a little one.
I don't think she would care.
You think she's available? I bet she'd
come. Probably is, but she's probably expensive because she's like an expert in her field.
Sommelier. I love that word. I love the sommelier from John Wick 2, where he was like, perhaps you've never heard of the Glock 19, the most popular handgun in the fucking universe.
What a nerd.
Don't start with me with your fucking Lord of the Rings bullshit.
Guns
are more common than Lord of the Rings.
Your weird thing is guns and John Wick. Wendell's the Star Trek, mine's Lord of the Rings.
John Wick's the best movie ever made. Anyway, Blue Origin, they launched a rocket. Everything went good.
We're off track.
I'm happy about it. It went 65 miles, which is beyond the... what's the name?
The stratosphere.
What's the name? No, there's a name of the line where it means space. Anyway, they did.
I can't remember. Stratosphere is the highest level of the atmosphere.
They didn't have people on board.
Well.
But no. Presumably they will. Would you go to space?
No.
No?
No, too scared.
Afraid the black hole's up there? just lurking.
I've just seen too many like space movies. And like just the idea that like the only thing keeping you alive is a thin, like tiny wall. And you're just breathing. I don't know. Something about that freaks me out. I feel like I would be... claustrophobic in a spaceship.
You get astronaut wings when you cross that line.
Yeah.
Would you wear them with every outfit from then on out?
I'd keep it like on my backpack or on my purse.
I would keep it every day. I'd put it on my shirt.
Just interrupt people at meetings. Well, as an astronaut,
yeah.
I think that we should get pizza for lunch. Just really be an asshole about it.
Krista is... the most opinionated about lunch.
I usually am opinionated in the good way, though, usually.
Well, I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm usually like, oh, let's do this, and then someone else vetoes.
Most people are just like, I don't care where we go to lunch.
I'm like, let's go to IHOP, or let's go get Mexican.
Krista goes to IHOP a lot.
I like IHOP. No one else does. I don't suggest it a lot, because no one else likes it.
I don't hate IHOP. I don't care. I really don't care. That's why I'm not opinionated.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Huawei. Now, 8K TV, I think for you, you probably don't like 8K TV, right? Because higher resolution means smaller. Yeah, and you can't see.
I can't see crap.
So.
Huawei's first television could also be the world's first 5G 8K TV.
Now here's, I'm not the first to bring this up. The article refers to this, but 5G is mobile technology.
Yes.
Mobile technology has what? Data caps. 8K TV on a data cap?
That's probably fine.
It's not fine. You're going to hit your data cap real quick streaming that 8K goodness. So the fact that Huawei is making a 5G 8K TV doesn't make a lot of sense. Do you think Japan has data caps?
Why are you thinking of Japan specifically?
Well, because that's where they're going to... I mean, Huawei's Chinese, but Japan is the...
They probably do.
The vanguard of new TV technology. That's where you get your best TVs.
Japan? See, I would think South Korea, but they're kind of like beholden to Samsung in every way.
Okay, well, does Japan or South Korea have data caps?
I would say yes.
You know what? Who's the guy in the Twitch chat that's in Korea? GM Liquid Media.
Yeah.
He could tell us if Korea Mobile has data caps.
We'll have to ask. I don't know if he watches the news. Does GM Liquid Media watch the news? Well, I know he's always in the stream.
We'll stream right after this.
Yeah.
So, if you guys don't know about the Twitch stream, we have a Twitch stream.
Twitch.tv/TeamPGP.
Who cares?
We have a stream. Come hang out. What are we going to play?
I believe we should play, Nubbin really wants us to play Risk of Rain 2 because he wants to play.
He wants to play with us.
So we should play. We haven't played with Nubbin in a long time. I think Nubbin, life has dealt him some bullshit lately. We should
catch up on his bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. We should throw him a bone. Find out what's happening with him. Okay. Although we can't do Discord easily. So we can't have his voice there, which I think when having Nubbin on the stream with his voice, it brings a lot to it.
It really does.
He's a lovable character.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a common viewer.
All right.
Anyway, sorry. We are way off the rails.
Let's get
today.
Back to that. Well, listen, that's what they signed up for. When you come into the Drunk News and I'm done. I'm close. No, I'm not done.
How much? You got a glass left?
Much
in there?
Like Blue Origin.
I mean, the bottle's empty.
I'm pushing new boundaries for the news. I'm going to break into a hipster beer after this. And you can't stop me.
I can't stop him. I've just got my coffee.
I mean,
Kahlua and coffee.
If you really wanted to, you probably could.
What would I do? Hide the beer?
The price would be... Well, you could like claw my eyes or something.
I've got a knife in my purse.
I've got a knife too.
Yeah. You would probably get to... I don't know.
Who do you think would win in a knife fight?
Engage below.
Let's do the next story.
Google launches CallJoy, a virtual customer service phone agent for small businesses.
Did you read the story?
I did not.
No.
I don't always read them. I try to catch them, but like they get added at like Saturday night, so I don't always see them.
How terrible that I take time out of my Saturday to prepare the stories.
I post them during the week.
So, you know how when you call a modern business and you get that stupid automated system?
Yeah,
we do. For like $39 a month, what was it? I can't remember. For a cheap monthly fee, now every small business is going to have this because of Google, because Google's AI. So they're going to have a system where you call up and it's like, oh, would you like to do blah, 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 and run you through that fucking, like, say two if you want to do X.
I hate that because it does not register Appalachian accents. And just FYI.
And if you choose four, then it's going to text you a link to the website to go to do whatever that thing is. And only when you get to the end of the list is it going to let you talk to a person. But here's the thing about it. I will never call you if I can do what I want to do on the website.
Yeah.
I will exhaust every possibility before I pick up the phone. So this is just more frustration, I feel like.
I've had like two or three clients recently. They want like chat bots on their site. I'm like, you don't need that.
Well, this is basically...
This is basically what it is, but
it's not a chat bot, but when you call in, this Google's going to do this horse shit with your phone.
Just don't do this.
Every small business can have it. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. But to be fair, to be oh, what's the word where it's like when you're reporting news and you're down the middle?
Non-biased.
Maybe.
Accurate reporting, non-biased reporting.
I imagine if you have a small business, you get a lot of bullshit calls.
You probably do. Well, we get crap calls all the time from just bots.
Oh, now this will filter out the bots, which is a cool
thing. That's a nice feature.
That's a nice feature, yeah. So, not all bad, but I feel like when I call, someone should say hello.
Right? You sound like an old man. You sound like my mom.
Because I'm not,
I just want to talk to someone. Not, I want no, to hear
I don't,
their voice.
I don't want to talk to somebody. I will.
But
go.
By the time you have to get to the phone, like,
right.
I'm tired of being
that's
automated.
But there are people who will pick up the phone as the first thing.
Yeah, my mom's one of those people.
And I understand that. So, Google tracks everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
Our location data. I turned my location data back on my phone recently because someone app wanted to use it and it wouldn't install without it. And I know that I'm giving. It's like, what if I kill somebody?
What if I get in a knife fight with Kristen? Right? But she won't let me drink any more beer.
The Google's going to know. I can't deny that I was here in this office because Google's going to know. So I would like to delete my data. And maybe this is a step in the right direction.
Google to roll out auto-delete controls for location history and activity data. I would like this feature. I try to turn off my location history as much as I can, but like when I'm traveling somewhere and I need to use like Google Maps, then you have to turn it on. Like,
well,
there's just scenarios where you have to have it on.
It was Android Auto.
Oh, okay.
Because in the new car, I didn't get the navigation package. Because it was like $7,000.
No, why would you do that? You have a pocket locator.
I didn't do it. And so I got the Android Auto, but you got to turn the location on to use Android Auto.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, cool feature. Here's the thing about it. They give you two options, right?
Yes.
Do you want to delete your data after 3 months or 18 months?
3 months.
But how about 1 month?
Yeah.
How about
constantly whenever
days?
I feel like it?
Yeah. Now you can go in and manually delete anytime you want.
Oh, well, it's not so bad.
But you have to remember to do that.
It's okay.
But it's a step in the right direction.
It's a big step in the right direction for Google.
So it's good. And you can choose your your location data or your browsing data or both. So let's do a positive step for Google drink. How are you feeling right now?
A little giggly, but not like last time when we did it, when I like erupted into giggles while Wendell was trying to read the story titles.
I think that's where you need to be.
I'm trying to get there.
You know what I feel like? I feel like I drank a bottle of fucking wine.
The fact that you're saying, who cares? All the time. Like, that's how I know you've hit your level. Time to slow down.
I've got like four drinks left of this. And then I might have to stop. We might have to do, in the middle of this episode, we're going to have to do a Lord of the Rings minute. Are you ready?
Okay.
Get ready for that. While I go, and I got to pee, because you know me. I got the stones. I've got to empty this bladder. And I got to get a hipster beer.
Oh, you're doing that right now?
Not right now, but oh, okay. I'm saying like, prepare,
when it comes, okay.
Get ready for the Lord of the Rings.
I'll go into my pitch for how I think that they should handle the second age.
No, don't spoil it.
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about Walmart.
Okay.
Now, TV. When's the last time you watched like actual TV?
I have to think
you
about it.
You look so confused right now.
I don't know. Because even when I watch Game of Thrones, I watch it on YouTube. So I don't know.
But you watch it in like little chunks.
I find the episode synopsis and watch it.
That's weird. Weird way to consume Game of Thrones.
It is.
Anyway, the reason I ask you that is because Walmart is getting into the TV game. But here's the thing. There's this, I can't remember what the name of the retailer is. Well, why don't you read the headline?
Walmart bets on TV shows for families, date night, and media push.
Do you watch TV on date night?
Occasionally.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually we go out to dinner.
Do you Netflix and chill?
Yeah, well, I like to watch my poor fiance will humor me. We watch home improvement shows. He actually likes some of them, but a lot of, he'll tolerate them, but like some of them he doesn't like at all.
He is not. When you buy a house, do you think he's going to be like a do-it-yourselfer?
I think he will. No, I only, the only reason I say that is because he refuses to call the landlord for like half the stuff. Like he'll replace doorknobs and like fix stuff himself, and like only when he, but only when he like can't fix it himself, that's when he calls the landlord.
Okay.
So right. I think he'll be pretty reasonably
happy. So Vudu, but spelled V-U-D-U, is the service that Walmart has acquired. And Vudu is kind of like Netflix, but not popular.
But no one cares what it is.
So Walmart is betting that ad-supported television, that's what they want. But here's the thing. It's all ads for Walmart products.
Is that even surprising? I bet people won't even realize that.
But, well, they will realize it because during the ads, you can, like, click to buy from Walmart.
Wow. Yeah. I know people who will love that, though.
Yeah, so...
Like, some of my family, like, they love going to the Walmart.
That's who they're targeting these shows toward.
Yeah.
Like, the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Middle, like, Midwestern.
There's literally no other stores in town except for, like,
exactly.
two or three competitors.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you're going to watch this Christian-oriented, you know, pleasant family drama.
Hallmark. My mom loves the Hallmark
channel. And during that, we're going to show you a paper towel commercial. And
you know what? We need some paper towels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
after we had that picnic the other day, we were out.
Yeah. And well, maybe this is going to work, right?
Yeah.
Because this is what Walmart's thinking. It's like, we know our audience. We know what they want. We know who they are.
If they keep it to their target market, they don't spend a whole lot pushing this out. Like, it'll probably be profitable.
Here's the thing. Spending, they go into their suppliers, the you know, the people who actually make the products. And they're like, hey.
That's what suppliers.
Spend the fucking ad dollars with Walmart, with Vudu. Because we're going to sell this shit with these badass drama, family dramas.
There's a Vudu Hoodoo David Bowie joke here somewhere. Maybe we'll find it for the title, but...
I'm going to give you some points for David Bowie.
Yeah.
Because you are usually not a classic rock kind of gal.
I know some. My mom listened to classic rock growing up.
Yeah? Your mom... she grew up in that era.
Yeah.
No, I love the classic rock era. Why don't you give me three David Bowie songs?
If you hadn't asked me, I could have. I can like hear them in my mind, but I can't
about,
think of the name.
There was a really popular one about space. One with the frontman of Queen. Making retards.
I know. I can hear it in my head, but I can't think of the names.
All right. Well, why don't you just percolate that for the next. And while we're talking about it,
I'm not gonna be thinking about that.
Minecraft.
I do. There's been some controversy around Minecraft
there
recently.
There has been with this headline.
Microsoft confirms it's distancing itself from Minecraft creator Notch. Notch has not really been involved with the development of Minecraft for, like, the last few years. I think it's mostly fallen to Jeb, who was another, like, co-creator who was brought in later, but...
What do you think about that hat?
That's Notch's signature look. In his, in the original Minecraft, like, website posts, he always had the little animated avatar with the hat on.
That's not a fedora, right?
It's a trilby.
Is that a trilby?
I don't know if that's a trilby.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Sure.
Anyway, Notch has done some tweeting.
Yes. He's very active on Twitter.
Very active on Twitter. He is not a big believer in the transgender
movement.
A lot of the New Age stuff he's not in agreement with.
Yes.
Now, I can kind of agree with it, although...
He's very vocal.
I take the libertarian approach where it's like, bro, if you want to be a female, it's up to you. I don't give a shit. Just don't tell me how to act. Right? And I kind of feel like that's how he's going here, you know? Maybe
I haven't read enough of his tweets.
Maybe he's going a little bit too much toward, like, you know.
In my day.
This isn't okay.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But I haven't seen the tweet, so I can't make a judgment.
I'm of the opinion that it's like, it's okay until you're telling me what to do. Up until that point. If you want to be pansexual or transition or whatever the fuck, doesn't matter to me. If you want to read Silmarillion 18 times and talk about it 24/7, it doesn't affect me.
If that's a veiled criticism of me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it.
But that is not popular. It's not a popular way of thinking.
Well, let the people on our Silmarillion memes would have you know.
Well, no, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about my my outlook on the gender argument. And Notch has become very unpopular on social media because of his take on that. I'm leaning back. You know what?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to stay close. I keep scooting up to the mic.
Yeah, you drift from the microphone. They can hear us.
It's better. Two-fifths away from the mic, Wendell's always telling us.
The people that bitch about the audio are constant. And we don't know how to fix it.
You shady.
We don't know. So, Notch, Microsoft, you know, they're sensitive to this kind of thing. I'm really working on my back teeth are floating, as they say. So, get ready for that Lord of the Rings moment.
Okay.
Because we're not editing this video.
Grant may change his mind about
No edits. But Notch, he's not invited to the 20th anniversary. 20 years. 20 years of Minecraft. Can you believe it?
That's not right.
Is it? Let's scroll
down. It's not 20. It's going to be 20 in two years.
I might be wrong.
So I remember I got the game in 2012 and it had been out for like a year. It had just come out of, I think, beta when I got it.
Maybe it's 15?
So it's not quite, yeah, it's not quite 20 years, I don't think.
Wait.
So it's, I think it came out, what, 2011? It might have had, like, earlier versions than that, but...
Microsoft...
I think the official release was 2011.
Preston will not take part in the upcoming press event in 2019. 10 year!
Yeah.
10 year.
That sounds right.
Still seems like a lot.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So, Rip Notch, I don't think he cares.
He made his money. He has an incredible house. There was like a thing in like Architectural Digest, I think, with him in it. It was an amazing home.
At the risk of our monetization, which probably was gone long ago because I've lost all the filters.
Your filters are way gone.
That's fuck you money. And he is saying fuck you. Fuck
probably
you.
Is saying that.
Fuck you, transgenders. I'm so rich, I'll say what I want. I can't say that because I'm not that rich.
I don't think anyone should say that.
Although I am a homeowner with two cats.
A landowner.
With two cats. One of which can't poop.
Gentry landowner.
In ancient
I'm a filthy
Rome,
renter.
In ancient Rome, I would be a military commander.
I don't think you're qualified for that.
How dare you? How about, let's talk
Hot
about...
Hot take. Not, he's not qualified for that.
This is a throwback... to last week, we talked about Apple and their screen time apps. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we presumed that Apple wanted a monopoly on the screen time apps. Apple has responded.
Apple restricted screen time like apps due to concerns over children's privacy.
Children's privacy.
X doubt.
Now, they're saying that those other apps used...
they spiced up this stock image.
They might have a point. So it's management. Man, I had it when I read this. This morning about my internet, my router is fucked.
My house goes through routers. Like, it just eats them up.
Yeah, and I, like, you have to unplug it for like 15 minutes before it'll get new DNS, which is a pain in the ass. Flush the DNS over and over, it doesn't matter. So I was reading this on my phone. And I was like, I gotta remember what this acronym is because it's gonna be relevant when we talk about this.
And the wine brain has ruined it.
It's gone. But anyway, these apps use permission that could be used to track the children, and you don't want to track children.
I mean, companies do, but they don't want to admit to that.
You shouldn't, though.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Tracking but children. The companies desperately want that.
Tracking
though.
MDM. MDM. There it is. Mobile device management. You know what MDMA is?
Isn't that a drug? It's a drug. I knew it was a drug.
Anyway, so Apple is saying that these apps were using MDM. That's the reason they got rid of them. Not because Apple was competing with them, with the screen time app. Who do you believe?
I believe that Apple doesn't really care about the consumer that much, and that they actually just don't want a competitor.
Oh.
I mean, I love the iPad Pro, but I mean, I know what they're actually about.
Oh, somebody got a text message.
It was you. That was yours this time.
You are not a millennial, right? Did we figure that out?
I think I am, actually.
You are? Why, do you want a vertical TV?
No, not really, but this is a thing Samsung thinks we want. Mm-hmm. Samsung thinks millennials want vertical TVs.
Why do they think that?
I guess if you're only watching, like, Twitter videos?
You didn't read the article.
TikTok? I don't know.
Did you not read the article?
I don't know.
So Samsung is betting that filthy millennials like you. Actually, I think I'm millennial.
Yeah.
If I break it down.
It depends. There's different definitions. Some people skew it older. Some skew it younger.
Yeah,
so.
I think the most widely accepted one, I'm like right on the edge.
Yeah.
Anyway, Samsung thinks that millennials are watching. Of course, you've gone to World Star Hip Hop, right?
Of course. Yes, I do that often.
And World Star videos are quite often vertical. They film them vertical. You want to watch a Waffle House brawl? You're going to watch it vertical, bro.
No, I just go to Waffle House to see it in person.
That's how they fight. Well, listen, not all the brawls happen at our Waffle House. Although, did you read there was some guy pulled a gun at our Waffle House?
That's not even surprising.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, when did that happen?
Not long ago. This, like, if not 2019, late 2018.
Oh, okay. Because I have some friends coming down, and they've never been to a Waffle House. And we're like, well, we have to take you to a Waffle House while you're here. And they might have just missed it.
Ah, man. My bladder is crying right now. So we're probably going to do one more story. Okay. I think, like, one more story is going to be, like, right at the halfway point. Lord of the Rings moment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So Samsung is saying that a lot of the content that millennials consume is vertical.
Yes.
Got to get it back to the microphone. Back to the microphone.
He's lost.
And so they're making a TV. You can just transition. You can just, it's like a phone. You can swing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not as bad.
All right.
It would suck if it was like only vertical.
We built the arcade cabinet and put the widescreen monitor on it, but you realize that none of those arcade games.
They're all just square.
They're
so
all
like,
4:3.
Okay.
Yeah. All of those games. Yeah, so Samsung is saying, when you come up on that WorldStar content, just swing your TV down, get the better viewing experience. Right? You're not participating. Let's do a drink.
I just imagine like what if Ryan goes to the bathroom and then like I get nervous and just throw up on the table.
That would be the best possible thing that could happen. Krista gets... We did the iPad video.
I get so nervous.
Krista gets weird when she's here by herself.
I don't like it.
I mean,
I really don't like being on camera.
I'm at the point where at first, it was weird.
Yeah. Well, especially if you have to watch yourself later. It's like, ooh, do I really
just
look
do
like
it.
That?
Just ignore it. Who cares? Right? I mean, I have such contempt for the YouTube commenters. I don't care what they say.
I like
say.
Some of our YouTube comments. Some of them are fine.
A few of
some
them.
Some are terrible.
But most of them are bad. And so you get to that point where you're just like, fuck these people. Fuck the YouTube commenters. That's why I do the Tesla stories.
Just a minute. Yeah, it is bait.
I love to piss them off. All right. One more story.
Okay.
I've got this much left, if you guys can see that.
He's about to finish off a whole bottle.
I'm going
to
come back with a hipster beer. Watch me.
I know. I've had one glass of wine and
one glass.
Not even a full thing of Kahlua coffee. I'm really pacing myself here.
We're not even halfway through stories. But, oh, this was a good one. Did you read this one?
Nope.
No. Why don't you read the headline?
Hank the Trenton homework. ASU's prof's viral email raises questions about online textbook model.
This is the worst news we've ever done.
It really is. I feel like it's a train wreck more than any other time. And like, people are going to watch this and they're like, why? We're going to lose so many patrons.
Who are these two assholes?
Where's Wendell?
Why should I care?
I'm so sorry.
But listen to this. Pay attention to this, right? Did you have Blackboard when you went to school?
Yes. There's Moodle and Blackboard.
Right. So there's a new thing where when you buy the textbook, it comes with an online component.
Okay.
And that's the only way you can turn in your homework. Yeah. Right. So, at ASU, what is ASU? Something State University? Is that Arizona State?
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona
Arkansas,
State University.
Yeah.
Arizona State University had this program. So, and the, I think it was like statistics. You had to buy. Now, in my day, when I went through the computer science department.
In my day.
And this was a while back. This was a depressingly long time ago. We had teachers who were like, hey, don't bother buying the newest version of the book.
Almost all our professors, some of our professors, like for the art department, said just don't even buy the book.
Well, yeah. And they're like, hey, the notes are going to be online. If you don't want the book, just don't get it. Hit the mouse. And so this is kind of the opposite of that because you have to buy it to turn in the homework.
I had a few classes like that.
The homework is integrated into the textbook.
So, yeah, my German class was that way.
Really? What is that, Blackboard?
No, it was just like you had to sign in. Like it came with a CD-ROM. And then, like, you had to sign in online and then, like, enter your key that you got with the textbook.
You took German because of Oma, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. And then whenever I speak to Oma in German, she always laughs because apparently I have a really nasty accent. Probably so, very American.
So at Arizona State University, there was a teacher who supposedly spoke out against this.
It is kind of a crappy practice.
It is because you have to, if you buy an older edition of the book, you can't turn your homework.
Yeah.
You have to buy it. So he said that's bullshit, and he has been let go.
That's
not surprising. He was non-tenured. And students have come out to support him. The administration has come out to say he's the monster.
Of course, because they need profit. Mm-hmm. They need to build more gyms.
Did we do the headline?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we did the headline here.
Okay. All right. We did the headline. All right, listen. I have got to piss.
Okay.
There is no negotiation at this point. I'm going to... This is...
the worst wine I've ever tasted.
It's delicious. Santa Margarita. Margarita. I'm going to pound it. This is going to be the last of it.
There's literally like a drop left in that bottle.
One bottle done. 1.5 news episodes. I'm out.
Enjoy Lord of the Rings Minute.
Lord of the Rings Minute starts now.
Oh.
Don't freak out.
I know. I'm going to freak out a little bit.
Don't be nervous.
What if I throw up?
It's just you.
What if I throw up?
That'll be the best thing in the world.
I'm just going to sit here in silence for the whole minute. No, so people are talking about what they want to see out of the Amazon series. And it's all on Reddit. It's like Amazon on Prime is the subreddit. And almost everyone wants it to skip straight. So, like, the Tale of Years, I think the whole second age covers, like, maybe 2,000 years. I can't remember. Everyone wants to skip to, like, year 1,000. And I'm like, no, you can't do that because you're going to skip all of the development of the characters. You're not going to understand all the elven factions and, like, the mannish factions and what they all want. You got to start at year zero. Or at least year 40, because that's the year Moria was founded. So then you'd get, like, the perspective of the dwarves, too. If this tells you anything about how nerdy I am, I actually wrote a pilot script for what I would think Lord of the Rings should be like. But the reason, like I said, want to start at the first age, or the beginning of the second age, because you get so much more. You get all the factions, how they start out, and then you also get to see how they're all split, because, like, the elves don't really like men that well. And, like, they're kind of recovering from the War of Wrath, and everyone would probably be kind of fighting, and that would be really interesting, like, political intrigue. And it would be a great bookend where everybody hates each other at the beginning of the series, and then by the end of the series, everyone would be getting along, and then that's when the last alliance would happen, which is what you guys see at the beginning of the Lord of the Rings films, when the hosts of men and elves come together to fight Sauron and, like, actually banish him. Also, big plot twist that's going to happen in the show. I hope that they do it as a plot twist. They might not. But in the original books, like in the Unfinished Tales, the elves don't actually know that Sauron is Sauron at first. Sauron actually goes all the way back to the First Age. And, you know, everyone knew he was evil then because he was working for Morgoth, who was like the original Dark Lord. But then he disappears for a while at the end of the War of Wrath, and he's like, oh no, I've reformed, I'm better now, and I'm going to go back to Valinor, don't worry about it. And the elves are like, okay, see ya. And then, like, all of a sudden this guy comes in again later, and he calls himself Annatar, which is the Elvish for Lord of Gifts. And he's like, yes, I've come here to, like, help you guys, like, rebuild after the War of Wrath, and it's going to be great. And no one really believes him. Like, Gil-galad, who's the High Elven King at the time, he's like, I don't really like you, and Elrond doesn't really like him, and Galadriel doesn't really like him. And the Sindarin and Sylvan elves are kind of like, we don't really like anybody, so like just leave us alone. But Celebrimbor, who's the grandson of Fëanor, who also has like this horrible pride problem, is like, well, I want to learn what the Lord of Gifts has to say. So he welcomes him in. And Celebrimbor, if you've played the horrible Lord of the Rings games, or the Shadow of War games, he's the guy who actually forged the rings. And he did that with Sauron's help. So he did learn a lot, but he also got snared into that. And as it turns out, Annatar, Lord of the Gifts, is actually a terrible person. But hopefully they don't reveal that right away. I may have given you guys a huge spoiler if you're ever going to watch the show. But I hope they start at the beginning of the Second Age and not like halfway through, so you get all that build-up. Anyway, that was me ranting awkwardly for like a minute.
I don't know if this is Twist-Off.
I don't know. Is this Twist-Off? Beer. It's from Holland, Michigan. Oh, look what you've done.
I don't know if you get it. Lord of the Rings half minute while I go get paper towels.
Oh, I've already kind of like...
Keep going.
I don't have anything else to say,
keep
really.
Going.
I hope we get to see Elros. That's the other thing, is if you don't start at the beginning of the Second Age, you're going to miss Elros. And like, he has such a good like kind of arc, I think. I could see him being a really cool power player where like the elves are kind of not super happy with men. Like they call them, what do they call them? The sickly... You know, the decrepit, like they have kind of some nasty nicknames for him in the First Age. It'd be great to see like Elros, who is half elven, kind of stand up and be like, hey, no, screw you guys. And then he becomes King of Numenor. And then that would be a cool little, just, like, mini one season arc.
Let's just clean this right up.
And maybe that's how Elrond becomes, like, you know, the kind of summer guy we see in the books.
Elrond is a bitch.
Elrond is not a bitch.
Is Elrond the guy that made the rings?
No, that's Celebrimbor. I told all them right. that already.
Okay.
I kind of just ranted. It wasn't very coherent. It would be better if it was written.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, perhaps related. Oh.
Look what you've done. Wendell's going to be furious. He's going to be like, what did you do to my table? He cleans this thing like a baby.
He's damaged it horribly.
Yeah, he's like, my baby. But then he like dumps computer parts. There's like scratches on it.
I'm having New Holland Brewing Dragon's Milk.
It doesn't taste like dragon's milk, does it?
I'll see.
Tastes like beer, doesn't it? Doesn't taste like dragon's milk.
It's a good beer. That's way better than... That's actually really good.
Is that just the wine talking?
Like the hipster beer bullshit?
You kind of buying into
that's
it right
actually
now?
Pretty good. It's 11%. Oh, I missed.
Oh, you missed.
All right. Let's go into a Tesla block.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm thinking about Lord of the Rings now. Tesla warns employees against leaking info.
Read the sub-headline.
Yes, the warning was leaked. It's so tiny.
He sent an email. Do not leak, said Mr. Musk. And someone leaked it.
He was probably like, it's my job to leak internal documents yeah. on Twitter.
So Musk is pissed that all of the, you know, like the... important shit is getting leaked because there's a lot of bad news coming out of Tesla.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that, and he sent a memo out, and then it was leaked. So. You can't stop the truth, Mr. Musk. Oh, Washington
Just click off it. Just get rid
Post.
Of it. Whatever article this is, just get
no,
rid of it.
No, we got to talk about it because you can see the very top. Well, you can.
No, I can't, but
you can't
can.
See it, but I can read it. So, do you remember the guy that ran into the divider?
Yes. And they, like, could reproduce that issue because it was, like, something it didn't understand the lines.
He was an Apple engineer. Did you know that?
Oh, the plot thickens.
Oh. His family is suing Tesla. Now, they're saying that...
they're getting rid of competition. That's the darkest timeline.
He actually went to Tesla and made a complaint about the navigation system, saying that the navigation system was wrong. The navigation system was part of what killed him.
Yeah.
So they're saying that he voiced the problems to Tesla, they ignored it, and that led to his death. They're also suing California because that water-filled barrier that he hit had been hit like 3 days before, and it didn't have any water in it because of that.
Mm.
So they seem a little sue happy. Now,
well, I mean, someone you love died. I mean... Because of someone's error, I would say that's pretty...
But I try to be I mean, you know, I'm anti-Musk. We can't hide that fact.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
We shouldn't pretend that I'm not. But I try to, if there's something on the other side, it's like, okay, these people are suing everybody. Maybe they're just looking for money, right?
Maybe. But I mean, this is, seems like it's kind of justified.
Go ahead and finish the sentence there.
That's how I sounded during Lord of the Rings minute. I sounded like a crazy person.
I'm gonna give you some harsh reality here. Anytime you talk about Lord of the Rings,
you sound like a crazy person.
But anyway, these people believe that if Tesla had responded properly to the critique, he would not be dead. But he is dead. So we'll see. We'll see what a court thinks about that. We will get. Oh, are you going to touch that?
It's not silver. Why is it? I've never seen one. It's not silver.
I didn't. I don't. I have a better one, but I don't know where it is. So I had to buy one. That was like $4.
Really?
I spent. This was $23.
That's a lot.
23 plus.
I don't think my port wine was that expensive.
I'm out $30 just for this fucking bullshit.
You could have.
And $2.75 for my cat to poop. For my cat to poop.
$275. You didn't even get vaccinations for that, like boosters.
They're vaccinated.
But you have to boost them up.
My cat aren't anti-vaxxers. All right, let's talk about this next Tesla story.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tesla seeks to raise $2.3 billion after concerns it is running out of money.
Now, I remember a time, Pepperidge Farms remembers, when Elon Musk said he would not need to raise money.
Funding secured.
That was different.
But
we're going to be like, oh, actually, it's not related. But they burned through a lot of cash, and he is going back to the market now. Actually, the Tesla stock went up. Why? You read this article, right?
Yes.
Why did the Tesla stock go up?
Because.
Because Elon Musk pledged $25 million of his own dollars toward it.
That's stupid. It's not a way to run a business.
No, it's not the business. It's his own money.
Stupid.
So he's saying, yeah, Tesla needs money, but I believe in it. I'm going to put my own money on a buy Tesla stock. So we'll see.
I don't know. I mean,
they do need the money.
I'm not versed in it enough to say, but I feel like Tesla's like a losing proposition over time.
There's a little puddle of something right there.
It's your nasty dragon's milk. I don't know. I like the idea of electric cars. I looked at electric cars when I bought a car.
There's another one of these. You should try it.
I don't like beer.
That's good.
I don't like beer. Oh. I've tried many types of beer. Do not like any of them. I'm a bad
When Wendell said he liked the dragon's milk more than the breakfast stout, I didn't know why he said that, but I don't know. That's something I like the breakfast stout.
You're really
more.
Just stumbling over the words.
This is the furthest I've gone on drug news.
The stream's going to be interesting.
We're going to see how the audience responds to...
I don't think they're going to like
just
it.
Just reckless over... like.
I mean, I'm not reckless. I've had like not even two drinks yet.
Maybe they'll... Oh, okay, audience. Chat, how do you feel about my level of intoxication versus Chris's level of intoxication?
I'm being responsible.
Why don't you talk about this?
Tesla catches fire inside of garage of San Francisco home.
Now, let me stop you. Stop right there, chat. Stop your typing. I understand that internal combustion engines, ICE engines, you're familiar with those, Chris. You drive one of those.
I do.
They catch fire a lot.
They do.
But no one reports it in the news.
That's a fair assessment.
Fair assessment. When a Tesla catches fire, what happens?
Everyone starts screaming and ripping their clothes
off.
And banging their head against the wall.
Cron 4. Who the fuck is Cron? The Linux scheduling apparatus reports it. You don't know that reference.
No. I can't read what's the subheadline under Cron 4.
There is no stuff.
No, there's white text under the logo there.
It says, buy Alexa made...
No. Under under the logo, Cron 4. There's white text up there.
Oh, the Bay Area local news station.
So it's for San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
So in San Francisco, a car burst into flames. It was not plugged in. It was just a Tesla sitting there. Is it news? Does it belong in the nose?
The nose? I don't know if it belongs in the nose. I would say it should be reported to Tesla, especially if it's just sitting there.
As a hater, you know they say, don't disregard the haters. I'm a hater.
Acquire currency.
I'll report it every single fucking time. Anytime a Tesla bursts into flame, Level 1 News is going to be on top of it. On top of it. I realize I'm speaking too low. Some people don't like it when I speak too low. I don't care. Dragon's milk.
You're getting real giggly. You're not an angry drunk, are you? Well, I guess you've never been angry before.
I'm not angry about anything. I don't give a fuck.
I have a family member who gets real weepy and
you
sees
think
him
I,
if he
you
drinks.
You think I care?
He gets like real weepy. All right, next story. Come on. Chip, chop, chip.
All right. You want to run the mouse?
No. Anyway, Tesla rolls out employee loan benefit as factory workers cope with unpredictable hours.
You read the story, right?
Yes.
So explain it.
No. There are
Tesla,
key points down there.
Tesla workers, Elon Musk has this weird thing where sometimes he's like, all right, you're not going to work the rest of this week. Just go home.
It does seem like they never...
Yeah.
Well, then other times it's like, stay forever. Exactly. We're in like some crazy like production schedule.
The Model 3 crunch. You're going to work 24 hours a day.
Elon Musk tweeted, we must work more.
So their answer to this is, if you don't work half your hours this week, just take a loan. 5%. Oh, what are you paying on your student loan?
I think it's 7, maybe.
That's not too bad for a student loan.
I think. I'd have to look at it again. I'm going to pay mine off this year.
Ready to pay that off. Huh?
I am.
You're not taking the Elizabeth Warren put?
I don't think that's going to happen, but.
I don't know. But anyway, Musk is saying, I know that the hours can be unpredictable and whatever. So if you need extra money, just come to me. 5%.
Funding secured.
You would think that if he was serious about easing his employees' issues, it would be like 1 or 2%, right? Still make a little bit of money, but don't burn them for 5%. No. I don't know. Tumblr. You remember Tumblr?
I actually liked Tumblr for a long time.
Tumblr. Now, I never used Tumblr, but...
It's great for like artists.
I understand that Tumblr, among the transgender... Now here's a question for you. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. How is transgender porn different than regular porn?
I wouldn't think it would be. Tumblr is in it, so like there is kind of like the pornographic, erotic side of Tumblr, but there's also just like the people who use it as like writers and artists and...
Let's take a Tumblr drink.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you're way behind. All right, keep going. Let's take another one. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but that was really... I hate smacking noises, so I'm sorry I did that.
I do that a lot.
I try not to.
I've noticed that about myself. You know when you see yourself on camera?
And it's like, ugh, that visceral reaction.
What is this asshole doing on camera? But yeah, what can we do? Read that line, please.
Pornhub is extremely interested in acquiring Tumblr.
Oh. Remember...
I could see why.
Remember that Tumblr... cut off
yes
adult content.
They did. A lot of stuff was falsely flagged as well.
Pornhub has no such hang-ups. Pornhub's they know what they are, they know what they're serving, they know who their customer is. They're saying, we'll pick up Tumblr and we'll go back to the beauty of transgender porn, whatever that means.
It'd probably be all like drawn porn. I don't know if I ever saw any like actual porn on Tumblr. I didn't really seek it out. But
you know,
I'd heard of that kind of thing.
I'm the furthest thing from like a transgender supporter. But as, like I said, you know, I take the libertarian stance. Why not? Why not give them what they want? If there's an audience for it, by all means. Enjoy whatever kind of porn you want to enjoy.
I wonder how Tumblr would change if Pornhub acquired it. I wonder if they'd get rid of all the crappy JavaScript that runs on it.
Well, they would undo the restrictions and it would be back to
the way it was.
I don't know what.
I bet Yahoo will do this, though, because Yahoo's desperate for money.
Yahoo
acquired Tumblr.
Oh, you mean they'll sell it?
Yeah, I think they'll sell it.
I think they'll sell it. Although they would love to sell it. They mentioned that it's down an amazing percentage of visitors.
So weird. I'm surprised that more people don't just visit it just for the artwork, but then it's like, it was probably all anime.
I feel like they all went to DeviantArt.
DeviantArt was always popular. DeviantArt predates Tumblr by a long shot.
See, I'm not part of that world. I don't know.
DeviantArt used to be a really good resource. And then it also kind of got overtaken by like anime porn.
I think so. Now, if Tumblr goes Pornhub way, will you have a Tumblr account?
I mean, I still have one. I don't really check it, but I do have one.
Okay. All right.
I use it to keep up with some of the artists I like.
I've told Krista on multiple occasions, and I'm going to take a drink of Dragon's Milk. I'm fucking wasted.
You are. Yeah. You're not going to be able to drive for a while. I'll probably be able to go home shortly after the stream. You might need to stay a while.
I'm thinking you got to go to Subway for both of us after this.
Are you hungry?
Well, I mean, I need something to counteract the...
I don't think that's
fucking wasted.
That's actually not scientifically accurate.
What, you saying food doesn't counteract?
No.
That's bullshit.
That's what I've read.
Chat. Anyway, I'm saying, fuck, I forgot what I was saying.
You were saying that you've always wanted me to draw porn.
Furry porn.
No.
I've always, because Chris is, she's an artist. She's good. She is subjectively good at art. And I'll say that, and I'll fucking fight you.
With the knife.
And she could draw furry porn with the best of them. And she could make commissions. You can make so much money.
I would not do that. No.
You're leaving money on the table.
Not interested. Sorry.
All right, let's talk about doorbells.
Doorbell company that's selling fear. That's kind of heavy. It's a heavy headline.
So this is Amazon.
An Amazon-owned firm. Not Amazon, is hiring editors to push local crime news to its users.
So they've uncovered that Amazon is actually hiring someone to do crime reporting. And it's because of Ring. Is Ring the one that Amazon owns?
I think so.
Yeah, Nest is Google. Ring is Amazon.
Yeah, right, Google Nest, yeah.
So Amazon wants to push this fear porn. You know about fear porn?
Is that where people just look at...
It's like
things that are scary, just to scare themselves.
Yeah, people love like terror. Like, oh, it's scary. I like to read about it.
See, I like to do that every now and then, like watch a scary movie, but I can't do that all the time.
Dragon's Milk.
I don't want to live that life.
What's the last scary movie you watched?
I watched Alien the other day.
I've already watched that as a kid. You talked about that.
I didn't watch it as a kid. I watched it in college.
You said you watched it in college. What's the last horror movie you saw that was new?
I don't remember.
Well, the point is, look at what do you think about this stock photo?
This is a terrible stock photo. It's so weird.
It's like the cameras. And then the frowny face.
It's some deep artwork.
I like
is what
it.
That is.
I like Joshua Benton got a good fucking image for it.
Probably an editor did that.
I'm fucking wasted.
You cannot go on to the next story.
Let's talk about this one. So they are saying that they are hiring someone just to report crime statistics to promote Ring doorbells. You're gonna get a Ring. You're gonna be married soon.
Yes.
You're going to get a home.
Yes.
You're going to install a Ring doorbell?
No.
No?
No.
What about
ADT? I want to live in the middle of the woods where I don't have to deal with people.
You're going to do security
But with system? Internet.
You're going to do ADT?
I don't do drugs.
Not DMT. ADT.
I don't know. My fiance may change his mind.
Previous owners of my house had ADT, but I have not picked up the
service
monitoring.
Yeah,
because it's like 20, 30
it's expensive,
a month.
Yeah.
It's like I'll do 10 a month. I'm not even 30 a month. What do you think?
I don't know if I would do it.
All right.
Maybe. I don't know. I could see my fiance kind of being interested in that.
We're at 1 hour and 9 minutes.
We've got like six stories. No, like 10. Hurry quick.
No, fuck it. You know what? Let's just ease through it.
Facebook's cryptocurrency might work like loyalty points.
We're moving into the social media.
And it's all section. Facebook, so.
Right.
Robo Zuckerberg.
So, I didn't sort these, by the way.
No.
I was drunk. I am further. I have gone further. I've gone beyond. What's the name of that line where it's 65 miles up? The space line. Cardamom? I don't know. I'm beyond it. I know. I have self-awareness about intoxication. Ridiculous. I shouldn't be operating the.
I don't want to, though.
How do you feel
it's like
about
the cheese counter?
What do you think about Facebook cryptocurrency as the sober one of the?
Why?
Well, they're saying that it's going to be an advertising platform, right? You read this article, right? No, you didn't. So they're saying it's an advertising platform, and the advertisers are going to pay to advertise to certain people the way they always have been.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be able to exclude the Spanish people and black people. The racist Facebook way. But if
you might want to include them, depending on what thing you're peddling.
You might, yeah. If you watch it, you might get some Facebook cryptocurrency in exchange. How do you feel about that?
What do you even use it for?
Well, I mean, you could probably exchange.
Can you buy likes for your Facebook page of your kids?
That's a good question. You probably.
I want to buy some likes.
You probably could trade it to the advertisers for something. I don't know. But they are putting $1 billion toward Facebook currency to, you know how they have the stable coins?
Yeah.
Man, I am. Like, I don't even know who the fuck I am at this point.
Oh, Wendell, come back.
But they're doing this cryptocurrency scheme, and so they want to give you cryptocurrency in exchange for watching ads. How do you feel about that? You use Facebook.
I do use Facebook, but I don't have ads on it.
That's a good question. So if the ad blocker keeps you from getting, what if you could use cryptocurrency toward the marketplace?
That would be kind of neat. I don't really buy. I like to look at the marketplace, but I don't ever buy anything on it. I do love to creep on it. There's some weird stuff on the Facebook marketplace. Have you ever looked at it?
I've not.
There's a lot of things that are probably, there's either a lot of junk or it's like things that are probably priceless and shouldn't be on the face. Like, hey, it'll be like February 15th. They're like, hey, engagement ring, never worn.
Oh, that's dark.
Yeah, it was dark. I saw a couple of those this past year.
Show the chat your engagement ring.
It's a little loose. I haven't gotten it sized still.
Did you see the story? There was a story about a girl who lost her engagement ring.
That's my worst fear.
And then 20 years later.
It was on a carrot?
It was on a carrot.
I loved that story.
That was a great story.
It was so good.
Yeah. All right.
That's why I don't wear my ring when I garden.
Do you take it off?
I take it off when I wash my hands and when I garden.
Mm. Okay.
Because I have a fear. So like one of the bathrooms in here doesn't have like a guard in front of the drain. All right. And all I can see is just like tumbling
I've
down.
Noticed that the red soap versus the green soap. You know what I'm talking about?
The green soap. The green soap goes, that's the foaming soap, right?
They're both foaming soap, but the red soap, I can't get off my hands. It's like that.
It's gummy.
Clingy.
I always like the green soap better. Yeah, I don't know why.
Green soap is good. All right, let's talk about Facebook banning people.
Okay. Facebook bans Alex Jones, Milo, other far-right figures.
Yiannopoulos.
Both of them are, Alex Jones, he's the one with the vampire theory.
The psychic vampires.
That's like his favorite thing to quote now. Anytime something happens, he's like, it's the vampires.
I love that.
That's so weird.
That's so good. Interdimensional psychic vampires. But Yiannopoulos, do you know about Yiannopoulos?
Yeah, he's gay, but also far right.
Gay right winger. Now, here's my question about Yiannopoulos. How does it affect his dating?
You know, I've never followed him, so
if
I don't know.
Oh, okay, put yourself in the shoes of a random gay man.
Okay.
Yiannopoulos, messaged you. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's rich. Mm-hmm. He wants to bang you. But he's right wing.
I don't know anything about his personality.
He's right wing.
I mean, but that's not anything about
he
his personality.
He loves Trump. Do you bang a Trump lover as a gay man?
I don't know.
That's a question I have. Chat. Fill in the gap, chat. Anyway, Facebook has come out. Now, they did also ban Farrakhan. Farrakhan, very left-wing, but a little anti-Semitic.
Just a teensy bit.
Actually, a lot. So, Facebook has come out and said any kind of hate speech, which they mark this as hate speech, not acceptable. What do you think?
Alex Jones is just kind of a weirdo.
Does he
really hate
it's
anybody?
Interesting.
I don't know enough about him. I just know some of the crazier things.
Did you watch his Alex Jones? You got to watch the deposition in his court case. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
He admitted, he's like, "Hey, listen, I have a mental disorder."
I mean, that's clear. Did anyone doubt that?
Yeah, I buy into all this stuff. I see it. I believe it.
Mislead thousands.
But Alex Jones has been right about some stuff. Some stuff. Now, I'm not saying everything. I'm saying Alex Jones has been right about some stuff. And to block him entirely seems... What do you think?
That's their platform, I mean.
That's the libertarian approach, which I will usually default to. Twitter can do what the fuck they want. Oh, that's Facebook. It's not.
Yeah, Twitter banned all these guys a long time ago.
So Facebook is saying all these guys are out. Farrakhan's the only one. I'm getting that like weird, like drunk.
You're getting a little bit slow.
No, I'm getting like the, like my throat has
a coating of alcohol. Every time you swallow, you get another dose.
I'm gonna go to the next story. I am gone. Gone, Krista.
I can tell. Facebook will let users chat across Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
As a Facebook user, how do you feel about this?
I don't really care.
You don't use Instagram.
No, I have
Instagram
some friends.
Influencer.
I have a few.
You could be an influencer.
I don't know that I could.
You could.
I feel like I don't care enough to do that.
You gotta take off the smock.
I do feel like a stereotypical church lady today because I got like a long dress on and then like a cardigan. My hair, you know, crazy.
I think the long hair is good.
My hair is crazy today.
You want the long hair. Because you can't fake that. Well, you can.
You can.
But you shouldn't.
And the Instagram influencers totally
How long have you been growing that hair?
I get my hair cut like maybe once a year. I get it trimmed.
How long do you think?
I need to get it trimmed before the wedding. Like probably now, actually.
Are you going to go up for the wedding?
No.
The up hair?
I don't like my hair up.
See, that's a good move.
I have strong features.
Pro tip.
I like the hair to soften them out.
Pro tip for girls getting married. Don't do the up hair.
Don't tell people how to live their lives.
I'm telling you, don't do the up hair.
If you're getting married to Ryan, as some of you probably have dreamed of.
Anyway.
Don't do the up hair.
Facebook is going to join all the chats together. That's probably a good move. I don't know. They're going to do peer-to-peer encryption. What do you think about that?
I don't think that. I don't trust Facebook. This doesn't really affect me at all, so it's like, I don't know.
Well, you're a Facebook user.
I use Facebook, but I have a few friends who use Instagram, and almost no one uses WhatsApp.
I can barely see the cursor at this point.
You're fine.
Barely see it.
Facebook's...
I'm going to have to piss again pretty soon.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the future is private.
Do you believe it?
I mean, I would like to believe it. I'd like to have a taste of whatever
it's
he's trying to feed me.
False.
They had some kind of day.
I can't remember what the name of it is.
A festival.
Festival, yeah, basically.
Conference.
And Zuckerberg has said that he has seen the light. He has seen the dragon's milk.
He has seen that he makes more money by saying things that people like to hear. And so he's like, the humans want this.
I will
give it to them.
That's the harsh truth. Chris is giving you the harsh truth.
That's what he's seeing. So and he's making these promises.
You don't want to hear it, but that's what it is. And he's saying that, listen, I've crunched the numbers.
as I can do as a robot.
Right. And I see that I have to say this in order to stay in business.
Yes.
And
to avoid getting destroyed by the European Union.
Exactly. Right. So he's talking about joining all of the groups, to get Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. They own WhatsApp as well.
Peer-to-peer encryption and less broadcasting to the world, more broadcasting to your group of friends.
Which is really what they've been trying to, like, that's how they've sold it previously, but the average user doesn't know that they're actually being sold to advertisers.
Now, they will still be...
They'll still do that, but they just won't tell you about it. So you can go back to that facade of,
the ads,
I'm only giving it to my friends.
Yeah, the ads on the side of the page will still be looking at everything.
But you can have the facade that only your friends see you.
Pretty much. Krista is speaking...
English.
The truth.
That too.
The wokeness. I believe I can use the word wokeness.
I think you just say that's woke.
Woke?
You don't say wokeness.
Okay. Well, let's talk about...
I'm still a millennial. I'm still young.
Well, Facebook has been around for a long time.
Yes.
And if it persists, if we stick with the current paradigm of Facebook usage, what about all the people that are dying?
There are a lot of people who've died. The dead may outnumber the living on Facebook within 50 years.
What?
The army of the dead.
So, Eureka Alert, I looked at two examples.
Eureka Alert.
I can't even see the text anymore.
Well, just control plus it.
So, I looked at two scenarios, right? One scenario is Facebook is done. Nobody cares. Nobody's signing up. Existing Facebook users from here on out. The other is Facebook grows by 13% a year, which is what they've been doing.
I can't believe that. I guess I have a few younger cousins who got on it, but most of them just get on Twitter now or Instagram.
Either way, at some point in the future, there's more dead people on Facebook than are alive people. Because now, this may sound crazy, Krista, but there's more dead people in the world than there are alive people. Because
the history.
All the older people are dead.
You're right.
Yeah. What does that look like? Have you ever visited a dead profile on Facebook?
Yeah, actually I have. I had a family friend pass away a few years ago and she still has a profile up. People comment on it.
Do you go to it?
I mean, I've been to it, yeah. Like after she passed away.
Did you comment?
No. I just read everybody else's comment. It was kind of like a, I don't know if this is a thing in other parts of the country, but like funeral homes around here have like an online guest book, so when someone passes away, you can sign the guest book and like leave a nice comment about the person who passed away.
I don't know. It's like,
and
it's
now people use that Facebook for that.
A lot of my extended family members are dying. It's a weird, like, you know, my parents at some point are going to die. It's weird.
No, that'll never happen.
That's going to happen.
No,
you have to accept it. Mm-hmm. And
I happy Mother's Day.
Do I want that on Facebook? I guess I do.
Well, you have the memory. I mean, it's kind of nice for like the
my
memories.
My dad he's like a Facebook celebrity.
He probably posts a lot. You get what you put
every
in.
Every day.
Remind yourself of that forum members. You get what you put in. If you want to see good content, put good content
on. I go to visit them and I got the new car. He's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of that car. And it's like, no, don't post the car.
Did he lay himself across it like a...
It's like, oh, I don't want people to know what car I'm driving, but he posted it anyway.
And then everyone's going to be like, ooh, I can't wait to hit that up and steal parts out of it.
Now, I hope that this story doesn't get us demonetized because...
I don't think it will.
Technically,
maybe.
This is okay, but Facebook is saying this isn't okay, but I mean, come on.
That's not that bad. Facebook bans breast cancer fundraising campaign, says it does not meet partial nudity policy. Now, was this a manual review, or was this something Facebook just auto-flagged?
No, they flagged it, and then these people contested it.
Yeah.
And Facebook doubled down.
That's so weird.
And look at this. Look at this one.
They're not even that bad.
This is a mastectomy.
A mastectomy.
Right? What?
Mastectomy.
Mastectomy?
Mastectomy. She's had one of her breasts removed
one
to get
rid
of the cancer.
One of her boobs is gone. And it's obvious. It's obvious from the picture. There's no poop there. This one's still there. And Facebook says partial nudity.
I mean, they're not wrong. It is partial nudity, but like...
But there's nothing sexual about this.
Yeah, this isn't sexualized at all.
Yeah, and I think they had one more...
It's like when people do like the pictures of themselves breastfeeding, and it's like, is that really sexual? That's what breasts are for.
Here's a woman that has two functional boobs.
Well, you don't know they're functional.
Well, they're there, right? I think they're functional. Anyway, Facebook's automatic algorithm and probably...
But say, if it was manually reviewed, that really sucks. Yeah,
probably like a manual third-party check says, no, you're showing boobs, we can't have it. But it's breast cancer.
Yeah, it seems like...
I mean, this goes back to like, breasts are natural things.
There's lots of things that are natural that maybe shouldn't be put out in the public, but like for breast cancer...
Should we hide them?
Well, you're biased because you like boobs.
I do enjoy boobs. Who doesn't? Who doesn't like boobs, Krista?
I mean...
Are you anti-boob?
I'm not really anti-boob, but I mean, I can see like why you might not want super sexual imagery just popping, but this isn't sexual
this
at
chick
all. Yeah, it's not sexualized at all. Jesus. It's literally for disease prevention. Like, why would you...
Yeah.
And it's related to the disease. It's not like they just put a hot girl with her boobs out for like prostate cancer.
Have you been screened?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, women have to be screened for that.
Right. Awareness. Right? Why not? So I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it. I say...
When's the last time you went to a doctor?
Never.
You haven't been since when?
I got shot in the... I got a BB in my face.
Ooh.
Yeah. When I go to the dentist, they're like, what the fuck? What's going on over here? It's a BB in my face. That's the last time I went to the doctor. Because I got shot.
How old were you when that happened?
I was like 11.
You haven't been to a doctor since you were 11?
And I'm fine.
Yes, clearly.
Fine, chat.
How often do you drink alcohol, sir? Once, but I get absolutely wasted.
Read the fucking...
14% of normal Americans think Facebook is the next social network to shut down.
Do you consider yourself a normal American? Why don't you take a drink?
In the broadest sense of the word, maybe?
Chug. Chug it all. Mm-mm. Keep going. Go, go, go.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to have to piss again. We got three stories.
Let's do it.
To power through.
I think this is accurate, though. I don't know. Facebook has enough properties that they probably won't shut down entirely. But like,
so let's look at this.
I don't think Facebook will remain profitable for very long.
Let's look at the numbers. 11.62 said Facebook. 6 said Tumblr, TikTok, Tag. What is Tag?
Some of these it's probably like, I don't even know what that is. So
Last
just say
FM,
Facebook.
Snapchat I've heard of, LinkedIn I've heard of.
I don't think it'll be Snapchat. People still use Snapchat. Facebook, I think, it has an older user base, and those people, they're very loyal to it, but, like, eventually people will move on.
My dad just turned 70, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. My parents were older. Older parents.
When did they have you?
In their 30s.
My mom had me
Which
at 32.
Which explains why I'm fucked up. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
And the older parents. Which I think is good, because it gives you, you grow up with more maturity.
But we're also only children, which also probably explains some
Master
problems.
Master race. Yeah. Master race.
Wendell's not an only child.
Although Krista is, I don't expose it, but he basically is. Cheese counter fear aside, I really...
Crippling anxiety.
I desperately need to pee, so let's go ahead and talk about it.
Facebook reportedly invites federal oversight of its privacy practices. We'd say this because we want to make money.
Yeah. I think Facebook wants to... I gotta get close to the microphone. Hello, Mr. Microphone. I think Facebook wants to exclude the other people who can't compete here, right? If you're a fledgling social media.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're TikTok.
Well, TikTok's not really fledgling. They're just in a foreign market.
You give me an example.
What was the one we didn't even tagged? We didn't even recognize tagged. Yeah.
Tag can't do federal scrutiny.
Yeah.
No. So Facebook is looking to get the advantage over its... Yeah, fuck this article. I'm not even going to pay attention to it. Let's go to the next one, which won't load. There it is. It's
a nightmare. Oh, it's the hill. Facebook dating will launch in the U.S. later this year.
Now, Krista,
That's like farmersonly.com.
You're engaged to be married.
Yeah, I am. I'm betrothed.
But let's assume that you aren't.
Okay.
And
I'm approaching 30 and not.
You're hitting that 30, and that biological clock is just bang, bang, bang. And agree?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
2-year plan? Do you remember when you talked about the 2-year plan?
I didn't say 2-year plan. I said I want kids by the time I'm like 30, 32.
Oh,
I didn't say you're the one who came up with the phrase 2-year plan.
You said 2-year plan.
I did not.
Anyway, would you select a potential breeding partner from Facebook?
No.
Mm.
Though, to be fair, so me and my fiance knew each other in real life, but like we didn't really interact much. We actually started interacting over a Minecraft server, so I don't know what that says about me. We fell in love on Minecraft.
I would say that I interacted more with your fiance than you did before.
Yeah. Like, well, we never really like talked much. And then it was like, we were playing Minecraft all the time. So like we were always chatting and like building stuff together. And then I was like, do you want to go out? And he was like, okay. So we went out and got lunch. And then,
oh, not bringing people together.
Yeah. We're a Minecraft love success story.
Mm. Anyway, Facebook dating is going to be a thing, and they've already launched it in some other markets. India, I think. So it's coming to the U.S. Now, here's the thing about it. Listen to this. I know you didn't read this article. Because Krista doesn't prepare.
I do sometimes. I try to read them like during the week.
Secret admirer, right?
Okay.
So let's say that you are friends with somebody on Facebook.
All right.
You can go in, hit the secret admirer button. If they also hit the secret admirer button, it'll hook you two up. If they don't.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Right?
That's cute.
You can have 9 of those. 9 secret admirers.
Why 9?
Oh, I don't know.
Just they were like, no more. Anymore. And it's just crazy. It's pandemonium. It can't happen.
But how great, right?
Somebody that's a cute idea.
You've been friends with for a long time. You want to bang
them. Secret admirer.
And you click that
button. No, they want to fall in love.
No, it's pure sexual.
Mm. Facebook, I think that maybe this would work in like a city environment, but I could see in like a small town, it's like, ugh, did you see this guy? This guy who used to like go to high school with us, and then he was on pills, and then he dated this other chick. Now he's on Facebook, Facebook dating.
Pills is such a great, you know, like microcosm of our universe.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to cut the story, but since we didn't, I'm going to go ahead and include it. And then we're out because I desperately need to
pee. Then we'll be on the last episode and this hellhole can be over. If Facebook wants our trust, Mark Zuckerberg must resign.
Now, first of all, Tom's Guide, fuck you for using a comma in your URLs.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. Every WYSIWYG interprets that as broken. But Tom's Guide pointed out that's like, okay, if Facebook is really serious about turning itself around, which is what they're saying, privacy, right? They want privacy. The one thing they have to do, I got to get up on the microphone again. I keep leaning back from the microphone. The one thing they got to do is they got to get rid of the Zuck. Would you? All right.
I actually kind of agree with this take. Hot take.
That's what I'm saying. You're a Facebook user. Tomorrow they announce that Zuck is out.
I don't think I would trust Facebook anymore necessarily just because, I mean, I'm on the level one news. I hear the terrible things Facebook does every day. But, like, I think the average user would probably be like, oh, they changed leadership. No one likes Mark Zuckerberg that well. I don't think, like, no one's like, yeah, I want to be like him one day. Like, he doesn't seem like a very likable person, especially not after that movie came out.
So Tom Scott is saying he's got to be out. What do you think he would... I dropped it.
Good thing it's the last article.
Numeric keypad. Oh, my kidneys. What do you think Zuck would do?
He probably could retire. He's probably got more than enough money.
But he's a robot. He can't just stop.
He has to have a purpose.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. He might invest in some other tech startups.
Oh, that's true.
That's probably what he would do.
He could be like an activist investor.
Yeah. I think that's probably what he would do.
All right. We're going to sign off because my kidneys can't take any more of this alcohol abuse. Friday, We will come back.
You're halfway through, a little over half.
I'm halfway through Dragon's Milk, and we will come back. What do you got?
Like, two drinks left.
Chug that.
I can't chug it.
Chug it. Chug, 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 chug.
It's very cold now.
Chug, 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 chug. Keep going. Keep going. You didn't do it.
Mm-mm. I'll finish. I'll
drink. We'll come back on Friday, and we'll talk about robots, which is a great topic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite categories.
And nonsense.
Woo!
Which
I supplied a story to nonsense, but I forgot what it was.
Did you?
I did on Friday. That's okay. When I noticed there's only like three stories in the news. I was like, oh.
Let's make sure it's still there. And I have got to run because
you're gonna piss your pants, and someone's gonna be mad. You're gonna get trouble.
It's all over the floor. People have that mentality in the comments. You ever see? It's like, why does Wendell allow this? Like he's like the overlord.
Yeah.
It's not how it's structured.
No.
It's
a very loose structure.
We're going to see you on Friday, and it's going to be a good time.